This Mix Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mix Sunday Morning for the week of October 8th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In studio with us today, Mr. Wesley Allen and Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert, and they are here to bless us with what I'll call worship.
Yes.
So Miss Sarah, what's our first song today?
So our first song this morning is In Jesus' Name. This song is just such a blessing. It talks about the power of Jesus and just who he is. And I think it's so important for us to remember that and to hold close to that in our hearts.
All right.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's the God of possible. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. In Jesus' name, and come believe it, come receive it. Oh, the power of the Spirit is now forever yours. And come believe it, come receive. For revival, for restoration of faith, I pray that the dead will come to life in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Awesome job, guys. That is, I mean, listeners couldn't get any better than this. Thank you again for coming in, and I can't, again, I can't wait to see what else is coming up in the show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert and Mr. Wesley Allen, and I think we are up for song number two.
Yes, so this song is Refiner, and one thing that I really want the listeners to get from this song is that it's not just about how much the Lord loves us and cares for us, but it's about how He purifies us, He refines us, He makes us better. And we really are. We are His clay. He is the potter. He is constantly molding us and shaping us into better people, and we should welcome that and accept that and pray for that in our lives.
Awesome.
If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a refiner, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come here, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place. Set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a refiner, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. So clean my hands and purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. And take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. And clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. And take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna be tried by fire, purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
Man, great, great job. I'm sitting here thinking, how can I get two stars on the sidewalk? And one has Wesley Allen on it, and one has Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert on it. You guys are just amazing. And I'm blessed because I get to hear you on Sunday mornings in church. But now this is even better in here. Well, God bless you. And I thank you for listening. And we'll be back for more right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Still in the studio with us after blessing us with two totally awesome songs. I know I use those words a lot, but it is... those are some of the biggest words my small brain can put out. And that's what I mean, man. Just totally, both of you are so blessed in what God's given you. And I appreciate that you go back out and you use the talent and that gift to build the kingdom. Because it's a shame when we don't use those gifts. And I'm blessed to be in here with both of you today. And in saying that, we have a new one in the studio. You know, Wes, we're going to come to you in a little while because you gave us, you know, who Wes is and all of that we found out. But we're going to come back because people may have not heard all of it. But we're going to switch over to mic number 3 and Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert. And who is Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert?
Yeah, so I'm Sarah Grace. It's nice to talk to you guys. I grew up in Fayetteville, Alabama. I'm still living there currently right now while I'm finishing school. I went to Alabama, Roll Tide, for my undergrad, and I graduated from there in May. And I have started the journey to my dream job at Samford University. I am getting my doctorate in physical therapy. So I will be a PT when all this is done, and I love everything about it. I love helping people and being able to use the gifts that God gave me, but also the things that I've learned in the real world and just conjoin those and minister to people that I wouldn't get to minister to unless I was put in that position. I love kids. Especially Nat Nat and Troy. They're my favorite.
Did he pay you anything to say that?
No.
He
didn't. I have always loved kids. I always want to be around them. They just light up my heart and just bring me so much joy.
And you're really good with kids, too.
Thank you. Yeah. If it was up to me, I would probably have like 20 children, but I don't have the money for that.
No.
I love animals. I love dogs. As soon as I graduate from Samford, that will be my first big girl purchase, will be a dog.
I'll have Rottweilers about June. So, yes.
Got to give it 3 years. I don't have time to take care of a dog right now, sadly. But, yeah, other than school, just some things that I like to do. I like to work out. I guess that's like the physical therapy side in me. I've recently gotten into running. I'm not very good at it, but it has become something that I disliked a lot to something that I now enjoy. I love pickles and popcorn.
Pickles and popcorn. Nice combination.
Yes.
That's a good at the same time?
Not at the same time.
All right.
Separate times, but I am a sucker for a pickle and a popcorn. So, and yeah, I love to read. I just started reading a new series and
a mushy book series?
No, okay. Actually, I never read Harry Potter as a kid. So, I'm starting to read that now. But when I don't have to work with school, but pretty much right now, all I do is study and go to church.
Well, all right. That's Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert. When we come back, we're going to get a little refresher course on who is Mr. Wesley Allen right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you. In the studio again, Mr. Wesley Allen and Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert. We learned all about Sarah and her pickles and popcorn. Now, Wesley, and I love the way she did kind of bring you into it with your kids. I loved
the kids.
A lot of guests would just take care of themselves.
Yep.
But she did. She kind of said, here, Wes, here's a little bit.
I've got to return the favor. And I will.
Who is Mr. Wesley Allen?
Well, Greg, it's good to be back. Not, you know, like you said, a repeat offender. Huge fan of the show, and it's a light in a world where there's a lot of things that are dark. So keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it.
keep putting out the good music and bringing on the guests and highlight talent that a lot of people don't know is in the area, you know, unless you bring it on the show and be able to hear it. So I really enjoy that aspect of it. I am Wes Allen. I'm married to Kim and have two kids, Nat and Troy, like Sarah Grace mentioned, Natalie and Troy. And I'm the worship pastor at the Tabernacle in Talladega Springs, just past Fayetteville, past Purcell Farms. Really enjoy doing that. This is my second year there. Patrick Harris is the pastor, and we're kind of a newer staff team there, but we've had a lot of fun. It's a great church with great people, and Sarah Grace is on my worship team there, along with her sister. And I don't know, I always say all the time, it feels like we're so blessed with talent compared to the size church we are. You know, we run to, you know, 150.
You are
150 or so every week, and I just, you know, people say, "Oh man, the music was so good," and I say, "Well, it's not me. I got a really good team, and God's blessed us." So that I give Him all the credit, like you do for the show. I give Him the credit because anything that's done well is definitely a blessing from Him.
Well, you do an amazing job up on stage, and you know, I was blown away, and I appreciate it. I don't care about really likes on posts, social media posts, or anything, but you know, that young, a lady, I don't know if she was young or her age, posted on Facebook wanting to know about a church in a certain area. And, you know, I put on there the Tabernacle, but then I sat back in amazement at all the people that chimed in. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty cool because you don't see that a lot. You know, you don't see those kind of posts, you know, and everybody was inviting them to their church, and that's what we're supposed to do.
That's what we're supposed to do. That's right.
So I hope whoever that is, I pray that she finds the right church that the Lord leads her to. But it'd be great if she came down to the Tabernacle. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of great options. And one thing I've learned, and I think it's okay, you know, if it's different, I pray God will show me. But, you know, sometimes churches are not one size fit all, you know. And it's okay. Some people's worship styles are a little bit different. We try to be sensitive to that at our church. As you know, I've mentioned before, hey, if you want to stand up and praise the Lord and raise your hands, that's fine. But if you want to sit there in reverence and worship Him, that's fine too. I think there's precedent in the Bible for different ways to worship Him. And, you know, I agree with you, Greg, that post also. I saw that as well. I liked your comment on there. And I saw so many people were so proud of their church. And that's good to see that.
And it kept going. That's what amazed me. It just, you know, it was church after church, come to my church. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And we know a lot of the staff people and pastors and lay leaders in the area. And there are some really good, godly people in this area trying to make a positive impact, just like we are. So, you know, I'm thankful for all of them, for the impact they have on this area.
Well, I think we got a Bible verse and one more segment coming up right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer, a message with a vision of suiting up men for victory. To comply, to submit, or to agree, all are examples of obedience. All are things that we as men struggle on a regular basis. Take those three definitions of obedience and apply them to your roles of husband and dad. On a scale from 1 to 10, how does your obedience rate? Man, your decision to obey or not to obey God's commands can either be a blessing or a curse. In Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28, it reads, "Look, today I set before you a blessing and a curse. There will be a blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God I am giving you today, and a curse if you do not obey today by following other gods you have not known." Man, what are the other gods in your life? What are the areas of obedience that you need to work on? Until you choose to address those issues, you cannot be the man that God can fully use. Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer and the Suit Up Ministry Minute right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I want to thank Robo Motors for sponsoring the show. Thank you, Dickie Wright. I just pray the Lord keeps blessing your business. And in the studio with us, Mr. Wes Allen. I said Wesley before, and that's probably what you were when you're 10 years old, and I'm in trouble for that. It's Wes now, Mr. Wes Allen.
Whichever one's fun.
And then Miss Sarah Grace Sherbert. Sarah, there are people out there right now that are struggling. They may be in the car listening to the radio now. They may be on the podcast. sitting in a room listening, because I know there have been some that have listened to the podcast contemplating over their life. And I'm thankful the Lord used this show and his power in it to keep those through the night, because in the morning he's there. What can you tell somebody today who's out there? What does the Lord have on your heart to share with them?
Yeah. So I said earlier that, you know, I'm going to Sanford now and I'm living at home to save some money, and so I have a hour drive, sometimes hour and a half, every single morning. And even though I grew up in church, I found it really difficult to find time to set aside for God and to set aside for just letting him like pour into me. And I think, you know, a lot of it was very surface level. It wasn't like a true relationship. And I wasn't a podcast girl until then, but I started listening to Christian podcasts, and through that, my knowledge of like who the Lord was just grew. And I was going through a really tough time because I was adjusting to the new school life, and I had never really struggled in school, and I was now struggling but working harder than I ever had. And I was just really doubting myself. I didn't have a lot of confidence, and I didn't understand how God could care about something so minimal as me getting a good grade on a test, but because it was important to me. And through the time of just like listening to people who God is using them to make these podcasts like you are, and to talk to these people, they really just poured into me, and it also completely restored my prayer life. Like, I have never prayed so much than I have now. I've always been, I mean, get off track some, and I have to be like, sorry, Lord, and come back to the prayer.
I do that every night. Yeah.
But I think that if you are struggling, I think it's important to understand, and it was important for me to understand, that God does care. He does. He's not too big, and your problems are not too small. And whether or not you're like, oh, well, this person's really going through something that's a lot worse than I am, that doesn't matter to God. He cares because it's important to you. And that was something that was so eye-opening for me to understand, because not only did it reveal to me, like, the God of our universe knows who I am, but he not only knows who I am, he loves me so much that he cares about the small little things that I care about. And I think about, you know, when, you know, I was playing with Natalie and Troy last night, and they were, you know, doing what kids do, and I think Troy got upset over something, but I cared. Even though, you know, I really was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But it was a big deal to him. And because I love Troy so much, I sat down, I listened, and I comforted him. And God does that to us. He wants to hear what is going on. And, you know, I suffer from anxiety and depression. And so I have gone through spells to where I'm like, God really doesn't want to hear me. I don't want to talk to him because he doesn't understand. He doesn't care. But that is like far from the truth. He wants us to come to him, even though he already knows it. You know, we're not telling him anything new, but he wants you to share with him how you're feeling. He wants the good, the bad, the ugly, and he wants to help you through that time and through those feelings so that you can come out on the other end and go, you know what? God was there. You know, he brought me through this. And so if you are struggling, I just encourage you, no matter, even if you don't feel like the Lord is listening, force yourself to just tell him how you feel and be 100% honest with yourself too, because that's very important, to be honest with yourself of how you feel. And whenever you can get that out and tell the Lord that, it opens the door for him to come in and help you and to make you better and to comfort you. The Lord's comfort and his peace are so important, and they're so necessary, especially in today's time. And if you don't have that, then it's going to be hard to go through daily life. So to welcome that peace in, welcome that comfort.
Wow. That's good. That's deep right there. That is some good stuff.
That's really
and
good.
You are highly blessed, and you are highly favored.
Yeah.
So know that in every step you take, the Lord is with you.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Wes, it's your turn. And I'm just going to throw something. I'm going to throw something just wild at you, because that's just how this show goes.
Let's do it.
I was on with Dr. Jeff Springer last week, and he told me on the plane flight back, a thought came across his mind that there are men in Uganda and Kenya that will walk 6 hours one way to get to a Zoom meeting to listen about Christ, Dad University. But he said, I can't sit down. I can't get anybody here to sit down and have coffee with me. What comes to your mind?
I think Satan uses different tools. You know, we definitely fight against our flesh, and we fight against principalities and powers and darkness that we can't really see with our physical eyes. And I think sometimes through the course of human history, he's changed the tactics that he's used to attack humanity and find different ways to do things. Of course, technology has changed the world as we know it. The internet has, for better or for worse, has totally changed everything. And I think the number one tool he uses today is busyness and distraction, especially in the United States. And I'm really guilty. You know, we all have these phones in our hands. We have calendar invites going back and forth all the time. We've got to be certain places at certain times. And as much as I'm one for functionality and enjoy being at the right place at the right time, there is a time where we need to disregard time for just a little bit and start worshiping the one who created it, the one who's outside of time. And this is not necessarily telling anybody else this, but myself, you know, this is something that I struggle with daily, is the busyness and the distractions. And I would say that's one thing in the United States especially we need to keep in mind, is that life is short. We're not here for very long, and we only get one go around. Let's make the most of it. It's easy to get distracted with work, making sure deadlines are met, or making sure the project is done, or making sure the clients are happy, depending on whatever field you're in. But those things truly don't matter at the end of the day. What's going to matter is your relationship with Christ, you know, where you're headed, the relationship you have with your family and friends, and the impact you have on others. We were in our Bible study last night at church. We talked about, Paul said, I strive to be in good conscience with both God and keep both God and man good conscience. He strove to have a right relationship with Almighty God, but also a right relationship with his fellow man, and to be a light to those around him. So I guess that's what I would say is maybe in Uganda they've got some things figured out that we don't. Maybe we need to learn from them to slow down sometimes, take our time, serve God, make the main thing the main thing.
Amen. That was good, because I threw you, that was truly impromptu right there.
Well, that one, I'm not going to lie, that stays on my mind all the time, fighting that, you know, keeping priorities straight. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure I'm not the only one that struggles with, you know, completing the tasks every day. And one of our little mottos we have on our worship team is it is people before problems. If somebody comes up and they've got an issue, handle that. Talk to them. Work with the person before the problems that we have at hand, the tasks that we need to accomplish.
Well, I did last night. I did this. I was going to watch a Netflix series that I've been watching, and I thought, man, I'm just going to binge a couple of shows, because I guess that's the word we use now. Not just I'm going to watch two or three. It's I'm going to binge two or three. But and I sat there and I said, what am I doing? You know, I can sit here and watch a show that, yeah, it is entertaining, but is it getting me any closer to heaven? Because it's really not. I mean, it's just temporary enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And I turned it off last night, and I went to bed.
Yep.
I didn't stay up late to watch, like I do a lot. And I went straight to bed, and I went into my prayer time. And I did sleep a whole lot better last night. I did.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I've been under conviction for being distracted. But there's a lot of good things out there that are not good for us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not inherently bad in and of themselves, but they're not good for us in where our relationship with God is and how they can distract us and pull us away.
Well, Mr. West, thank you for taking the time to come today. Miss Sarah, thank you again. I know I can speak for everybody listening. We were highly blessed.
Thank you, Greg. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And you're welcome to come back to be the three-time repeat offender.
Now, what's the record?
You hold the record right now.
Okay.
You're tied with Dr. Jeff Springer because he was number two last week. That was his second round.
Next time I'll come without him so I can catch up.
Okay. I love it. A little competition.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, again, thank you for coming. I thank everybody for listening. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week for Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.